One thing that happened to me 10 days ago is that one of these entities took me to hell.
Took you to hell?
Yeah. That's the only way I can say it, is he took me to hell. And I didn't know what he was doing, but he took me to this place, and within seconds, I was in total agony. It was the most hideous experience I could ever imagine. Not only is it painful, sorrowful, regretful, lonely, it's every single possible of negative influence, negative feeling or negative type thing that could ever happen.
Why would the entity bring you there, Glenn? Because surely, if and when you ever meet your maker, you're not going to go there.
Well, that's exactly the right question, George. It's because it happened 2 days in a row. And after 2 days, I was in tears, you know. I got down on my knees and after the 2 days because I was seriously thinking, you know, this can't possibly be right, you know. And I knew in my head that I couldn't beg the Lord for a freebie to just forgive me arbitrarily. That wasn't sure enough.
Give me that old blanket confession, right?
Yeah. Give me the old blanket confession and judge, please make my sentence light.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't good enough because this place was so horrendous that I had to do everything in my power to the rest of my life to keep from even being involved or around this hideous, unbelievable, excruciating place. And so I fell on my knees and I said, Lord, what have I done to deserve this? And after 2 days of agonizing search and asking, I finally broke through, which is something people need to learn how to do. I know I broke through the first time by going out into the desert and praying for 2 days. It's where you finally get an answer to your prayer, you know.
Yeah.
And after 2 days, I finally got the appropriate guest that was going to give me relief. And he began to show me all the good things I'd done in my life. I realized that how much of my life has been generous and kind. I remember things I couldn't possibly have even articulated.
Could you explain for us what hell looked like?
Hell was extremely crowded. It felt like a vacuum was sucking you in and you could not move. It gave you the most hideous feeling of claustrophobia that you can possibly imagine because everyone's pushing you.
Screaming?
And screaming. And the people in front of you, they look like normal people. And the next time you looked at them, they've grown horns or been deviated or something.
Yeah,
Then the smell of brimstone and all that sort of thing was yeah. I mean, this 5 seconds of this, and I guarantee you that people who have used, you know, it's okay to go to hell, kidding, you know, would never, in wildest imaginations, ever use that as a kidding thought. They would, even if they didn't believe in a God, they would want to run from this particular situation.
At any point, did you see Satan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I surely did.
And I'm sure, does he look like we think he looks like? That same look? The horns, the works?
I think that a lot of things are created by your mind there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The being I saw, all I could do was feel the evil.
That's what you felt.
Yeah, that's what I felt. But then I had another experience. The second experience is the one I want to focus on.
All right.
I had an experience after I'd broken through and the being had told me all the wonderful things that I'd done. I don't want to tell people I'm a wonderful guy. That's not me. But there was a lot of good things I have done. I mean, enormous, enormous things that I had done and forgotten about, gone out of my way and given cars away and went out of my way in the middle of the night to save people's lives. And I mean, there's millions of things that I have done listening to that voice telling me what to do, you know.
We forget those things, don't we?
We forget them easily. Yeah. But the next night, that same entity came back and said, you're going to go in a reasonably short fashion, and we want you to have this experience. And so I went, sure, I mean, you know. And I got to, it felt like I was riding the back of the Creator, going through the universe in the creation process. The thing that surprised me was as he was in the creation process, all of the entities, including the planets, all greeted him with joy and thankfulness. And this was a love affair between the objects in the universe and the Messiah. It was you would buy a ticket just to read about it. I mean, this is what an enormously joyous thing this was. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't need to go to heaven. If I can be a janitor at the gate where this man is,
you'd be happy with that.
It'd be worth everything that I've ever done.